William William, last name Travis, Travis, 122. Bill is here today complaining of back pain. I haven't seen him in several years. Past medical, surgical, family, social history were reviewed and updated. He continues to smoke. He continues to drink a lot of alcohol. He tells me that on Sunday he was feeling a twinge in his back, and then he started doing some stretches. The pain became more intense. His wife's been massaging the area. It does make it feel a little bit better. He's had no blood in his urine. He doesn't have a history of kidney stones. He's had no fevers, chills, shortness of breath. He doesn't feel dizzy or lightheaded. He denies any chest pain, although he has a history of high cholesterol and hypertension, and is no longer taking medication, which I discussed with him at length, and he still refuses because, quote, I don't know if I'll have a job next week, end quote. I told him that not having a job was not a reason to go off of much-needed antihypertensive medications and anti-lipid medicines. He continues to smoke a pack or two. He states he's cut back on his alcohol. Or no, I'm sorry. He states he's drinking as much as he was before. The back pain is not in a colicky fashion. He has no discomfort when he urinates. He has no change of stream, no increase of urinary frequency. Hit quick text insert PE, musculoskeletal colon, positive paravertebral spasm over the left thoracic lumbar paravertebral spine. No gross deformity noted. He is very tender to light touch. He has no CVA tenderness. Under general or skin, not pale in color. Under general put, smells of cigarette smoke. Assess muscles or range of motion is somewhat limited in the thoracic lumbar spine to flexion and extension. He also has a difficult time getting up from a supine position. Assessment, dot-op colon thoracic strain, dot-op colon lumbar strain, dot-op colon hematuria. Planned pulse oximeter is done. Room air oxygen saturation is 96%. Heart rate is 115 beats a minute. His blood pressure is 140 over 90. He is not tachypneic. Lumbar spine 2-view shows moderate degenerative disc disease. Thoracic spine 2-view also shows moderate degenerative disc disease. Urinalysis with microscopy is done. It shows plus 1 proteinuria and trace blood. At this point, I really am leaning towards musculoskeletal issues. Certainly, I explained to him he's at high risk for vascular disease. I do not think he's having any type of aortic aneurysm at this juncture. He is very painful when he's up moving around. When he lies flat, he seems comfortable, and that is why I think it's more musculoskeletal. I told him if this pain worsens, he needs to go to the emergency room. I urged him to go back on his medications. Again, he refuses to do so. We touched upon smoking cessation. I will see him back on Friday. However, by the time we got to the front desk, patient walked out before he was scheduled.